Welcome to Viewpoint, Dr. John B. Coben. Why was it a surprising phenomenon that you found the strength of the human spirit in Harlem in the black man's world?
It's extraordinary to me that any young person brought up in Harlem with the odds so set against him ever wants to make anything of himself. The desperate housing, the poor employment, the drugs, the difficulty of getting a schooling, everything seems to be set against a young person ever wanting to prove himself. And the fact is that they do. That's a great mystery to me. I don't understand it.
Do you find that it's ever too late to deal with a human being? Have they perhaps gone past a point where they can be helped?
Not in my experience this year. The oldest were students, 26. They perhaps had the deepest drive and commitment because they'd been out long enough to know that on the streets it's just a dead end if they're not going to get educated. They're fine, young, strong men who'd gone through extraordinary experiences as human beings, who had made the decision that they had to go ahead, and they really worked.
We often hear the words black power. Is this related in any way to this service which the black men give to one another?
Yes. Seems to me it'd be a very natural evolution of black men as they come to understand themselves in contemporary society, to have a deep desire to find out not only who they are now, but who they have been in the past.
And is there any rising black power that you see constructive and good in ways such as educational power, job power?
Well, we had a little squib or motto on the bulletin board. Education is power. That without education, without the tools of education, young men and women are not going to be able to survive.
What is the church's function in this matter of black and white working together, growing together?
At the very heart of this, it seems to me, is the whole question of how social issues are finally translated into individual terms. Every social issue is, in one way or another, a moral issue. And every moral issue finally can be translated into personal terms. And the responsibility of the church, it seems to me, is quite clear that it has an unusual opportunity to put people in touch with one another and in that kind of person-to-person relationship, making it possible for understanding, acceptance, and affirming of that common human spirit to take place. Out of that kind of understanding, then there's going to be a hope, a greater hope, it seems to me, for the structures of this society to be built on a firm foundation. Without that level, I just do not have any hope for the future. With it, I have infinite hope.